This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, I'm going to make your purchasing of wine so much more simple going forward. Have you ever walked into one of the state stores? Suppose you want a white wine. There are probably 40 or 50 different brands. How do you decide which one?
So first I see what's on sale.
I agree.
And then I go by the label and what the label looks like. And if it's called something fun or if it's like a cute looking label. And
yes.
I mean, I have my favorites, but if there's a cute looking label that's also on sale, I'll try it.
Suppose you're buying it as a gift or maybe you're going to a party.
Okay,
and you see
so it depends who's hosting. Because I want to impress certain people with the wine.
Yes.
That I'm bringing.
Suppose you see a wine and it meets all your specs.
Yeah.
And then you look and it's only $7.99.
It depends who I'm giving it to.
Okay.
If they'll know better, I can't get that one. So like if we're going to a home that like they are wine people, they know a lot about wine, I can't bring the $7 wine.
Well, let me tell you something. It's proven every Christmas. You may as well buy the cheap wine. And here is why. This new study out of Switzerland found what I think a lot of us have felt all along and what those wine tests they do every year at Christmas prove, that despite some wines being very, very low priced, they taste every bit as good as the higher priced ones. But our mind, if we know it's a $40 bottle of wine, we tell ourselves, Oh no, I can see the difference.
Mm.
But then in the blind testing, nobody can tell the difference.
And really,
podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.